I'm John Batchelor. The Federal Reserve meets within days. We'll have the announcement the middle of next week. Right now, however, we can anticipate some things. And Jim McTague, former Washington editor of Barron's, has been to this rodeo many times. The raising of expectations or the lowering of expectations for the whole year done by all of the smart analysts on Wall Street and around the world. Jim, a very good evening to you. Striking to me is the revisions for expectations at the end of the year. January, there was the assumption the end of 23, and July, there's the assumption the end of 23. Uniformly, everyone has raised their expectations. Most notably, the most conservative of these, Piper Sandler, raised their expectations for the S&P 500, 3225, and January, that was their belief. Now it's 3700. Today, the S&P 500 closed at 45.5, 45.36. The largest expectation by the end of the year I'm reading here is Credit Suisse at 4,700, which is not much higher than here. What are these expectations? What are these predictions? How are they used on Wall Street, Jim? Good evening to you.
Oh, good evening, John. You know, I think they're pretty much used to sell the gullible public on the alleged expertise of these stock market gurus, you know. So, you know, obviously there's a bull market because the public is convinced that the Fed will engineer a soft landing, meaning it will squeeze inflation or most inflation out of the economy, that will have an inflation rate of 2%. And we won't suffer the consequences of higher interest rates, a recession. Somehow we're going to get away with this because the animal spirits of the consumer post-COVID are so strong. It's reminiscent of the period after World War II when the GIs came home and everybody had money to spend and they wanted to party. You know, that you see the same psychological conditions today. So people are assuming this will continue. I'm kind of bearish because I see cracks in the titanium exterior of this soft landing machine that the Fed is building. I see increases in bankruptcies. I see people moving from the stock market to the bond market because rates are pretty high and they anticipate that they'll come down at some point. And bankruptcies are up across the board. And that's because every time the Fed raises interest rates, it's increasing operating costs for businesses. And, you know, if they raise it on July 26th, the Fed fund rate will be 5.50%. That'll push mortgage rates closer to 7%, hikes borrowing costs for small businesses. There are consequences here. And I think, and let me add that UPS may go on strike and cripple the economy for a few weeks. So there are consequences ahead for the economy that would argue that the soft landing is a long shot.
The jobs are plentiful, but the spending comes into question because corporate earnings will dip if the spending doesn't continue. You attended the economy within these last weeks. You often go to Costco, but you've been to a steakhouse. What did you see there, Jim?
It's funny. You know, I live in Lancaster, Pennsylvania now. I retired here from the Washington, inside the Beltway. And there are a lot of retirees up here. There is a lot of Social Security money sloshing around. So I go to the Longhorn Steakhouse, which is run by Darden. Darden's a big restaurant corporation. And the one up here in Lancaster, I have to say, I've been to some pretty fine dining establishments in my career. And it's very decent. The food is good. The prices are good. I went in there with my wife for a late lunch, early dinner, 4 o'clock, and it looked like every nursing home in the county had emptied their populations into the steakhouse. I mean, there was a sea of white hair consuming steaks, spending lots of money and having a good time. So so that tells me if the people on allegedly on fixed incomes are still partying, the economy is great. And the psychology about the economy is great as well.
You also attended an ice cream shop, but it's an unusual kind. You order a sandwich and you get ice cream. How does it work?
They have this is called Fox Meadow. I mean, if you're ever in the Lancaster area and you go to Ephrata off 322, there's this dairy. They make their own ice cream. You go in and you order a sandwich. And they have a deal. You buy a sandwich, and the sandwich is about $12. You get a free. You can get either another item, a salad, or another sandwich for free, or you can get four scoops of ice cream afterwards. I had never been to this place. I went for the four scoops of ice cream, which, believe me, with my waistline, I could have avoided. But I assumed, you know, four scoops of ice cream, they're going to be the size of a golf ball at best. Well, the four scoops of ice cream were bigger than a baseball. So, and it explained why this place was packed as well. Restaurateurs are going gangbusters. And again, it's this this post-COVID psychology. The public, which had been locked up in the houses for a year or so, they haven't gotten over it yet. And they still want to party.
And that's the explanation for many of these gurus on Wall Street, that we're still spending our COVID money, and we're spending it freely with hope that more is coming or that the economy will recover. So your measure right now is the consumers are consuming. There's no hesitation in fixed income. And Wall Street is just getting out ahead so that it can cover itself by the end of the year. Bonds are selling because the rates are so high, which means you're anticipating they're going to decline. And you doubt a soft landing. Is that right, Jim? You doubt it?
I think it's a long shot. And the reason is, again, I see cracks. I mean, gasoline prices being low, that's a big shot in the arm for the economy because that's a tax cut for everyone. So let's hope they stay low. But a UPS strike could really cause some short-term damage. Putin in Russia is desperate. He's threatening Poland. Who knows if he'll try to expand the war to bring NATO in. As I said, bankruptcies are up.
Right.
And, you know, when the Fed, at some point, you can't raise rates forever and not see significant consequences. We've been lucky so far. I mean, the banking crisis was caused by FTX, not the interest rates.
Ben Bernanke says this is the last hike. Do you believe it? The last one, says Bernanke.
I'm not sure. I tend to. He caused this inflation with his helicopter tactics. So he's probably hoping it's the last one. I'm not so sure. I think we're going to have two this year.
Jim McTague, my bear. My bearish bear in Lancaster County, former Washington editor of Barron's Magazine. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.